Hello, my name is Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 24th of September 2009 and the time is 3:25 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Duncan Scott, 33, Peterborough.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, a bit nervous, but fine.
Why did you apply to take part in One Another?
I work from home and draw cartoons for a living, and I tend to just get bored on the internet or during the day and just fill forms in to get free samples and things, and I don't know, this was another form. And I didn't really expect to get picked, I suppose everyone says that, but thought why not, because I mean my job's kind of arty, so I thought I'd get, you know, do it anyway.
And what was it about this particular experience that you thought you wanted to be part of?
Well, my job's quite isolating, I suppose, so doing something like this would be the exact opposite in exposure, I suppose. And I don't know, it's something that I haven't really done before, and I'm not really extroverted at all, but just, I don't know, just try something new, I suppose.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the 4th Plinth, how did you then decide how you were going to spend your hour on it?
Well, at first I thought the obvious, to go up and just draw some cartoons. But then, I don't know, I just thought, I know there's no right and wrong in what you do on the plinth and you can just go up there and do nothing, but I thought drawing cartoons was just a bit dull, and I just thought I'd try and do something a bit different, and just something away from my job, really, that people kind of expect me to do.
So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Well, I've got a kind of scary clown theme. I've made a big clown head. I've got another clown mask. Then I've got another head. And I've got some cartoon eyes, because I've kind of tied in my cartoon work with this, even though it's not drawing cartoons. I still wanted it to be cartoon-y. I've made some music, and it's just kind of horror, and it turns into not so horror towards as it progresses through the CD, the music, and the outfit that I change. Dance about, dress as different clowns, in a nutshell.
And why?
Well, I just think, look, I thought it was night time and I quite like horror and scary things, and people don't like clowns generally, and I could also tie that in with cartoon kind of looking things with my work. So clowns, because they're a bit scary, but a bit cartoony as well.
And is there any sort of biographical input into your character or your representation of clowns?
No. No. I think they're quite good. You know, they're just a bit creepy. And I thought, well, I'm doing it at night time, and I don't think I would have done this if it had been in the afternoon or on a Sunday afternoon or something like that. I don't think it would have worked very well, but because it's night time, I thought just do something a bit, you know, a bit darker and a bit creepier. But there's no, I wasn't molested by a clown or anything as a child and anything like that.
How did you make your costume?
Well, I made the big head out of plaster bandage with one layer of paper mache, which I regretted because it takes hours to dry, days to dry. Then the rest of it, just plaster bandage head. Just bought some, because it's nearly Halloween time anyway, so trip down Poundland, got some Halloween kind of outfits, and that's it really.
And how are you feeling about going up there and being a clown?
I'm a bit nervous. I'm not as nervous as I was before I got here, because it was just the clown head that I made doesn't travel very well, to be honest, and it's a bit fragile. It's meant to look a bit kind of worn and ramshackle anyway, so that's fine. But as long as it stays together for half an hour, that's fine. But what was the question? How am I looking forward to it?
Yeah, how are you feeling about it?
How am I feeling about it? I've got it all planned out. But I'm a bit kind of dubious about following it through. But I will do it now I'm here. So I'm quite confident as clown dancing goes.
You say you've got it all planned out. What have you got planned?
Well, I've got just different kind of, because I've made a CD. It's about 45-50 minutes long, because I gather that you wouldn't get an exact hour on there, so it's just starts off with quite horror kind of music, gothic kind of music, and it's I'm going to be quite still at the start and a bit creepy, just stood there. So, but then the music changes into more kind of poppy music, and that's when I'm meant to get a bit more animated in theory and sort of not be so creepy. And I, halfway through the CD, I take the big head off to reveal another clown mask underneath. And then as it progresses again, I rip off the Halloween clothes I've got on. I've got brighter green clothes underneath, and I've got a green kind of simpler kind of head to put on with these cartoon eyes to go on. I've also made some cartoon eyes to hand out to people in the, if there is anyone, maybe a couple of road sweepers and a tramp, I don't know, that wants to wear some cartoon eyes on a piece of elastic. So, and then I kind of stick the face as I'm up there onto my face, as it were, onto the mask. So it's kind of creating it while I'm there. And then, well, that's it really, that's it.
Have you been practicing?
No, that's the thing, no, no. No, I haven't. I'm too, the thing is, I think I'm too, I'm not an extrovert, like I say, so it's just gonna have to be a one-off thing. It's not something I can just practice and hone. So no, I haven't been practicing. I've got it in my head. I practice it in my head, but not in reality.
How come you're interested in horror?
I don't know. I when I was growing up, I always used to read Stephen King and Dean Koontz and all that. Never really into science fiction and aliens and things, but horror more so, because it actually could, not so much monsters and things, but serial killers, things like that, actually do happen and can happen, whereas aliens and things are a bit far-fetched for me. So horror can actually be in people's lives, whereas science fiction, not so much. And that's why I've always liked it.
Does that influence your work at all?
Well, I work for the Beano and the Dandy, and they kind of write the stories. So not so much not in that. I mean, I'm really told what to draw. Well, the stories that I draw, and they don't pay very well. When you write, you get an extra £15 a page if you actually write the story. So, and sometimes you just think you write it because it's not worth it. So, does it have? My personal work, probably I'd probably draw kind of. I like always like drawing monsters and scary things, I suppose, but they're always kind of cartoony, nothing too realistic.
What got you into drawing cartoons?
I'm quite rubbish at a lot of other things, loads of different things I'm not very good at. But drawing cartoons, I'm reasonable at. I'm not the best or amazing at it, but it's something that I found that I could make some money from it. Bit of money, and I enjoy it, and I think it was the only thing I found that I could do, really. So, and that's why I kind of followed it through. Plus, I never had another idea. I didn't have any other idea. It was drawing cartoons, or I don't know, suicide. Or maybe, no, I'm joking. I don't. I didn't have a plan B, so.
And what's it like working for the Beano or the Dandy?
Yeah, it's okay. They're a very secretive company. It's good because it's good kudos. People know the name, so it's always good. So they're dreadful payers, not just to me, but they're just work you get. I'll tell you how much I get paid, just for the record. I get paid £104 a page. Colour, but say if you work for Viz, you get paid at least £500-600 a page, black and white. So just goes to show. But like I say, it's good kudos and it's regular work. You know, the Beano's weekly and the Dandy's fortnightly now, and they have a monthly one. And it's good in the fact that it's just regular. And there aren't any other big children's comics anymore. There used to be when I was growing up in the 80s, but there was loads of them, but now that's it. So
what comics did you read as a child?
Wizard and Chips, Buster, Whoopi, Shiver and Shake, Hoot, Beano now and again, but I always found it a bit stiff, to be honest. But Oink was my favourite, to be honest. That was like a children's Viz, really. Yeah, all those. Scream as well, which got banned because it was too scary. Yeah.
And could you say a bit about your personal work? Is that something that you keep up?
Yeah, not so much, to be honest, because I'm a bit skint, to be honest, at the moment. So a lot of the stuff I need to do, I need to just do to get paid. When I've done a day's work drawing, then I mean the last thing I want to be doing is more of it as kind of a pastime. Sometimes, but not as much as I used to, probably, when I wasn't relying so heavily on it as a living.
What's important for you in your life at the moment?
It's important. God, that's a difficult question. Don't know, find some stability, really, I suppose, with not just money, just everything. It's a bit, I don't know, I suppose with the job and stuff, well, with anyone's job, but there's no stability with it. Security, but I suppose everyone wants that. Security, that's everyone's goal, I would have thought.
Can I ask you to say a bit about where you're from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Peterborough, where I live now. I went to university in Birmingham when I was 18 and lived there for 13 years. And then it all went a bit wrong about 2 years ago. So I've had to go back to Peterborough, which is like a nightmare. So Peterborough is where I'm from and where I'm back, but I haven't been there all the time. Just for the record, I have moved away and I hope to move away again at some other point soon.
Did you study art at university?
Yeah, it was called visual communication, specialising in illustration, but it wasn't fine art, it was drawing cartoons basically, but you just called it graphic illustration. And yeah, and it had a bit of everything. You had a bit of photography and graphic design and fashion. Well, no, no fashion. A bit of theatre design and animation, things like that. But I specialised in illustration, and I do cartoons for the Beano and things like that. But I also do some more serious kind of illustrations for like the British Medical Association and some obscure pharmaceutical companies and a dog magazine and things like that. So yeah, it's not all just Desperate Dan and things like that.
What are your ambitions?
My ambitions are I don't think I've got any. I think that's my main problem. What are my main ambitions? To learn to not worry so much about things, everything. That's an ambition. I don't know.
Quite an achievement to be a cartoonist for Beano and Dandy. Do you feel that?
I used to. I suppose it's because I've been doing it for quite a while. And just, it looks it, but the actual, even for this, I said to the Beano and the Dandy for this project, I said it would be a good, because they just relaunched Dennis the Menace as a new kind of modern looking character, and I said it'd be a good opportunity, you know, because they've got these proper, not things you get from a fancy dress shop, but proper Desperate Dan and Dennis the Menace outfits that they have people walking around shopping centres. And I said, you know, I could go up there and do some aerobics or something dressed as Dennis the Menace or whatever. And, you know, if you got enough interest, you could create one of those flash mobs that were all the rage, you know, Twitter and all this kind of thing, where, you know, the phone companies do it on those adverts and they get all people down and get everyone dressed up as Dennis the Menace, or get a few people. It'd be good, you know, get in the papers and be good publicity for you. But DC Thompson, I hope this doesn't go to, isn't broadcast in the national press. DC Thompson, I don't know, they're quite an old fashioned company. So I just, you know, they don't really like to take risks so much. So they didn't say yes or no. I just didn't hear back from them at all. And that's kind of what they do. You just hit a wall of silence, so you just kind of go, all right then. So, scary clowns it is then.
It's quite nice for it to be your own work, though.
Yeah. There is. I think I was just doing that because I was feeling quite lazy. But you don't want to be selling out to some big corporate people and advertising. It's like dressing up as an Andrex puppy, I suppose, but. I was just being lazy, so. But yeah, I saw someone dressed as Judge Dredd up there the other day, and they had quite a few people recommend it on the website. So I hope DC Thompson saw that. Yeah.
Who are you doing this for? Taking part in one another?
Myself, really. I suppose I'm promoting myself. I've got a link to my website. So it's not just about that. It's, I don't know. It's just something different to do. So myself, really. I mean, my parents are trying to talk me out of doing it. And I wasn't going to tell them, but stupidly I did. And I haven't told a lot of people because I just don't particularly want everyone watch it. I don't mind telling them afterwards, but before. So I can't really say it's for anyone, really, other than myself, because I haven't really told anyone.
What's your website? Would you like to mention it?
Oh, right. Yeah, it is www.cartoonists.co.uk/Duncan Scott.
Can I ask you, how would you describe yourself as a person?
Bit neurotic and monotone, a bit depressive, let's think of some good things. I'm quite generous. If I have any money or anything, that's probably why I haven't got any. I would give it to someone else because I don't really want much, to be honest. I would say I'm quite helpful with people, and yeah, that's about it. Okay.
And is there anything else that you would like to add about your taking part in one another today?
I would I feel like I should say something. Is there anything I would like to add? Just if it's rubbish, then I'm sure the next person up will be much better. That's it.
Thank you very much.